You've spoken in front of today.
That's true.
What was that like to do that today?
That was great. Yeah, Chase and I were super grateful to be part of that experience today with Kalani. You know, being the devotional speaker, it was packed. Vice President Vorkink was telling us probably the biggest crowd they've had for a devotional this year. So I'm glad that all of Cougar Nation showed up to listen to Coach Kalani today and hear from his message and his stories and what he had to say. I think I loved all the things that he shared.
I imagine you'd heard most of the stories before. I don't know if he's shared anything new, but I just wondered what the experience was listening, you know, as he gave that devotional talk.
Yeah, so actually the NFL story, that was one I hadn't heard before. And so he hadn't shared that with me, at least, or in a team setting where I'd been present before. So hearing that, kind of interesting to see that that journey of prayer where he was like, you know, I'm gonna, you know, I just want you to do what's best for me, and having that happen and being a little bit confused, but, you know, working through that. I had heard the story about Cascade Elementary. I did not know that it was Elder Vaisakahama. So that was really cool to kind of see how those dots connect in that way. So I thought that was awesome.
Let's talk a little football.
Yeah.
Where do you feel like the boys are at right here at this point in spring?
You know, I think we're in a really good spot. I feel like we're in a place where we're not so much coaching, you know, assignment and like learning the scheme as much, where we're coaching smaller, minute details as far as like, you know, ways we can disguise, different things we can implement into, you know, those kind of coverages and what looks we're seeing, as opposed to just purely teaching us the defense. I think as a whole, we're way farther ahead as far as just ownership of the defense, which is great. On the offensive side, I think there's been a lot of creativity in play calling, and you know, we've seen a lot of different personnel groups, more different from what I'm used to seeing, at least I would say. And, you know, I think there's been a lot of new creative plays, and I'm really liking what the offense is doing as well. So I think we're in a great spot. Just got to keep finding ways to get better as we finish up spring ball.
As one of the leaders, is there anything that you feel like the team's behind where you'd hoped it would be at this point, or anything like that that needs to really ramp up as you go through the next little bit of spring?
I wouldn't say that we're behind in anything. I think, you know, toughness and being in physicality is something that we can always improve upon. And you know, this is kind of a weird time of year too, because it's like we're not directly preparing for a game. We want to keep our teammates healthy, but at the same time, we want to play fast and physical. So, learning the balance of, you know, keeping your teammates safe from injury, but also playing really hard. So I think there's still some guys who are figuring out what that tempo looks like. So I think across the board, we can be better at that. I think that'll be something that'll help us really elevate as we go into the back half of spring ball.
Yeah, we saw some Foreman minute today.
Yeah.
As a safety, what's going through your mind in those situations as you're trying to get a stop in a late game situation?
Yeah. So obviously in a 4-minute situation, you know, we had two different situations today. Obviously the dynamic of those end of game situations has changed a little bit with the 2-minute timeout. So that's an additional, you know, clock stoppage that we get. But we know really if we let them get two first downs, the game's over. So our mindset is, you know, try to get the stop on those first, you know, three downs and force the punt. If they are to get a first down, you know, we got to get out of the next three downs some way. So really just focusing on understanding what we're going to get. You know, most of the time we're going to see more run plays, right? So I think we play a little bit more aggressive, understanding that we're expecting to see the run. But then in those, when we get them into third and longer situations, anticipating seeing screens or other types of passes to pick up first down. So yeah, just really anticipating what kind of plays we'll see from the offense.
Do you have areas of emphasis you're trying to work on specifically as a safety unit over the course of spring camp?
I think something that we're definitely focusing on is being interchangeable, being able to, you know, play both the strong and the free position, and being able to, you know, when there's motion and when there's, you know, different formations and things we see, we can flip and take each other's roles rather than, you know, putting one guy in a tough spot way out of position to transition. I think another thing too is just really leading and guiding back there, you know, being the quarterback of the defense, making sure that we're lined up and we see, you know, things before the play in the formation that, you know, tip us of certain things that might be coming, make sure that we make the right calls and checks to put us in the best position to make plays. So I would say those are the two things that we're really focused on as a safety group.
What's your journey been like? You and I have talked about it before, but I always like that question because it seems to evolve as camp goes along or experiences go along. What's it like to take a second and just think about your path that's gotten you to this point?
I have a lot of gratitude, you know, super grateful. Kind of, you know, maybe connecting to what Coach Kalani shared today and just looking back, the dots always connect, right? You know, God always has a perfect plan for what he's doing, and he's never going to allow you to go through something that isn't going to help you grow and develop into what he needs you to become. And when I look back, I'm very grateful for every step in this journey. Obviously, you know, playing on the offensive side of the ball and having that understanding of football has helped me. Playing defense now, understanding what offenses are doing, where they're trying to attack, and then, you know, transitioning to play defense. And, you know, I've been lucky to play with Coach Hill since the day he got here. You know, that's pretty much right when I switched, and learning directly under him this defense and how to play that position has been amazing. But yeah, I'm just super grateful for all the people who have helped me get to this place, and you know, God really directing me on a perfect course to this moment.
Like being a leader on a team full of leaders, because that's what Kalani always says. He wants everybody being a leader.
Yeah.
But you know, you're one of those guys. You know, with your experience and you know, kind of how your approach. So just wondering what that's like.
It's definitely an added responsibility. You know, we know that with that comes additional eyes and pressure, and you know, people expect more of us. Our teammates expect more of us in the weight room, on the field, the way that we perform, right? And so, you know, with that, we expect more of ourselves, right? So we expect ourselves to perform at a high level. We want to be the guys who, you know, are leading out in within our position groups. In the weight room, we want to be the guys making plays on the field. So yeah, with that, it's just kind of this higher expectation for ourselves to be the best. And that tends to just elevate the rest of the group. So I think it's a great dynamic of coach expecting us all to be leaders, no matter if you're a freshman, if you're a fifth year senior, doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thanks, Tanner.
Thank you guys.
Yep. Thanks. Great job today.
Thank you.